This is an update to my AMA. Good morning to all my moon dancers out there, and especially to insensate Lust. I am very sorry, Lusty. On listening back, it appears that when I was editing, I wiped off your question by accident. So I'm very sorry for that. I recorded my AMA answers in two parts, and yours must have been just on the cusp. So, as I said, I apologise, and here is the answer to your question. Two questions. The first one, my three favourite places to visit. This did take a lot of thinking. I've been to quite a few interesting places. There are still places that I would love to go to. They're on my list. But in recent years, the places that I've been to that I enjoyed most. Number one would have to be New Orleans. It is a fascinating city. And if any of you out there have never been, you know they say to you that there's always the place that you should go to. Well, New Orleans is it. You really should go to New Orleans. It has such a rich history, such a vibrant party atmosphere. People seem to be friendly, tolerant, and obviously, like any large city, you have your problems. But for a city that relies on tourism, people seem to have that kind of laissez-faire attitude, you know, live and let live. Certainly one of the most tolerant places I've visited on my travels around the States. I felt at home there. Maybe I am a party animal after all, I don't know. The second place would have to be New York. Yes, I know, two American cities for the price of one. And for the same reason, everyone should visit New York. Unlike New Orleans, where I felt at home, I loved visiting New York, but I'm not so sure I'd like to live there. Too big. But some wonderful little kind of oases. I remember the little park in the middle of New York, not too far from the Central New York Library. Ended up playing a game of petanque with a group of expatriate Frenchmen. I would never have dreamed of playing petanque outside of Brittany. And yet, there are these kind of little enclaves of everything in the world, every culture, every tradition that you could find in one place. And the food is out of this world. Oh, God, yes. If you're a foodie like I am, you have so many different tastes and flavours within a very short distance of each other. And of course, Broadway. I really enjoyed Broadway, which I'll talk about more in a few moments. My third place to be would be Whitby, a small fishing village in the northeast of England. I've been there many times. It's the place where Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. I think I've mentioned this a few times as well. It is a typical English seaside town, but steeped, dripping in history. For any goth out there, it is a mecca. And there are little hidden gems all over the place. Well worth a visit. Which brings me to your second question at links with my visit to New York. The best musical I've ever seen. I've seen some very good amateur dramatics. That's difficult because comparing an amateur performance with a professional performance. If you're talking about the best professional performance I've seen, it would have to be Hadestown, which I saw on Broadway last year. the very fact they had a live jazz orchestra on stage, well, a modern reworking of the Orpheus in the Underworld myth, Big Daddy Hades, and Persephone doing her best Blanche Dubois from Streetcar Named Desire, and set in New Orleans, I think, sometime during the 1930s, I'm not sure when. But it was beautifully envisaged. Some stunning performances. The bloke playing Hades had such a rich, vibrant bass voice. And he put Benedict Cumberbatch to shame. And you could just feel it rising through the seats. The guy playing Orpheus wasn't bad either. Anyway, that's, if you ever get the chance to see that one, I would thoroughly recommend it. So thank you. I hope that answers your questions, Lusty. And I look forward to maybe some more sometime.